All right, Jobo, say good morning. Good morning. So we are completing Seif Zayin in Tzidkas HaTzadik. So again, hopefully you still have the sheet that I sent you yesterday from the Ozvahad, the newer version of Tzidkas HaTzadik that we were looking at. So if you remember again, in this particular Seif, so Reb Tzadik was looking at the different times for the recitation of Shema, and was seeing in these different times different types of people and how these different types of people really focus on their Kabbalah's Ol Malchu Shamayim. How different types of people really focus on their relationship with God and acceptance of the yoke of heaven. So we're now at the end of the Seif, and the Reb Tzadik writes, the halacha is Kikohanim. Remember again, out of all the different opinions that were mentioned, the halacha that the Gemara accepts as halacha lemaisa is Kohanim. That when do we begin to say the nighttime Shema? We begin to say the nighttime Shema v'sha sha Kohanim nichnasan la'echol b'trumasan, a time that Kohanim, who are ritually impure, who are tameh, go into their homes to be able to eat their truma. That's the beginning time of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, which again, as we know, is Tzeis HaKochavim. So says Reb Tzadik, so what's the message? What's the message? So look what he writes. Havalocha ki kohanim, sheim habatlonim mikol inyane olam hazeh. Who are the kohanim? Kohanim are individuals who are really removed from many earthly matters, right? Remember again, the Kohen is someone whose life is fully and wholly devoted to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't have land. Remember, Shevet Levi doesn't have a tribal portion in Eretz Yisrael. The Kohen doesn't really have, quote-unquote, the day job, meaning his day job is to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. And Shevet Levi, the Kohanim and the Levim in general, were individuals who were holy and devoted to spiritual service. She'in lam is ela isek haTorah. They have no involvement in this world except for Torah. Kimo shekasef harambam sof hilcho shmit av yovel. V'chin shamati. And so I heard, says Rab Tzadik Bazeh. V'achivasam kodesh l'Hashem. Their consumption, even when they eat, their eating is consecrated as holy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Utzrichim taro, they require purity. V'kach kriya shema nifna v'not al yodav kimo shakasati la'el pirusho. So we'll say, so let's analyze this a little bit. So after this whole exhaustive discussion about, again, different times for saying Shema, and the halachic, or I should say, not halachic, but really hashkafic ramifications of each of these approaches, and really Reb Tzadik highlighting how each of these approaches correlates to different kinds of people and the nature of their relationship with Hashem, Reb Tzadik comes out and he says, the halacha is like the Kohanim. Now, if you take a look in the bottom section that's titled Be'urei HaChassidus, so if you look on the left-hand column where he has the letter Dalet, you'll see something quite beautiful. He says, "Ukvias halacha ki kohanim shuahiluch aroy lehis nagos ha'adam ba'olam hazeh, hi sha'adam chayiv lekabel alav omachu shemayim ba'arvis ki kohanim nichnasen lecho b'chumasen." So at the end, the Reb Tzadik says, "What is the proper approach to life?" Right? What is the proper approach? What is the proper approach to Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim? What's the proper approach to relationship with Hashem? The proper approach is to be like a Kohen who goes in to eat his truma after he's become ritually pure, impure, and then he became ritually pure at nightfall. That's the proper approach. Says Reb Tzadik, what does this mean? Hainu, kima kohanim sheba'im le'echol b'truma, la'achar shenitmu'u, v'tavlu v'he'eriv shemasham. The appropriate approach, says Rav Tzadik, is that after a person becomes tamei, they go to the mikvah, they wait until nightfall, and then they go and they consume their truma. This is the appropriate approach at life. Shemepnei kedushas ha'truma ein ha'achonim mimasa yom misapakis la'adun tzorach achilasa ela ha'adam nitzrach lahamtin atzis ha'kochavim kedei shiyuchal le'echol b'truma. Because obviously what Reb Tzadik is describing over here is that for a Kohen, what he does by day is not enough. He requires nightfall. He requires nightfall. And only once there is nightfall, Tzeis HaKochavim, Does he have the ability to eat his truma? And I will say, I think Reb Tzadok is teaching us a very profound lesson that the halacha follows the chachamim. So perhaps Reb Tzadok is really teaching us what we would call a threefold lesson, incorporating the lessons that he taught us before as well. The halacha is like the kohanim. Number one, you need kabbalas al machus shamayim when? Not like the other opinions that said that you could do kabbalas al machus shamayim even a little bit earlier. But the halacha is like the kohanim, namely, that ultimately, again, kabbalas al machus shamayim occurs when? Seis HaKochavim, nightfall. This goes back to something we learned a couple of days ago. That what is the ikar job of a Jew? What is the primary unit of accomplishment for the Jew? The ability to accept the yoke of heaven at night. You can't begin to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, the nighttime Shema, until Seis HaKochavim. That is the ikar of a Jew. Remember, Reb Tzadok said, Seis HaKochavim, nightfall refers to what? Difficulty and adversity. Anyone could have a relationship with God when it's light outside, when the sun is out, when the birds are chirping, when everything is perfect or everything as it should be. But the true measure of a Jew is the ability to accept the yoke of heaven at night. Seis HaKochavim. Seis HaKochavim. It's dark outside. There's difficulty. There's adversity. That's when the time for Kabbalah's Ol Machus Shamayim begins. When can you see the true nature of your relationship with God? When again, times are difficult, the sky is dark, there's not that much light, and you're scared about your future. That's when you forge a meaningful relationship with God. That's number one. Number two, interestingly enough, the halacha by Kohanim is that in order for them to eat their truma, what has to happen? What has to happen? They require immersion in a mikvah and nightfall. So we'll say, what's the common denominator between immersion and the mikvah, in the mikvah and nightfall? Both represent starting again, right? Immersing in a mikvah, Soloveitchik explains this very beautifully, that immersion in a mikvah represents, you know, immersing oneself in the primordial substance of creation. Starting again, starting all over again. So immersion in the mikvah, starting again, that's personalistic starting again. Nightfall is a calendrical do-over, right? When nightfall comes, the Jewish day starts at night, the halachic day starts at night. When nightfall comes, it's a brand new day. What do the Kohanim represent to us? The ability to start over. That no matter how badly you mess up in life, and we all mess up, that's of course we all know. The only variable is how badly my mess up is. But at the end of the day, we all mess up. But you could also start again. You can go to the mikvah. You could have nightfall. In life, you can get a do-over. And lesson number three. Remember again, how does Reb Tzadok describe the Kohanim? They are batlanim. And I will say, batlanim, you see, when we hear that term, it sounds kind of negative, right? What's a batlan? So a batlan is someone, you know, who's just never really doing anything, right? All over the place. Here I will say, the Reb Tzadok is using the term batlanim as people who are disassociate from unimportant things in order to have singular focus for that which is most important. The greatness of a coin is the ability to have singular focus to accomplish what I need to accomplish in life. So therefore, again, I will say that Tzaddik tells us that halacha lemaisa, the halacha follows the shita of the Kohanim. That when do you begin to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? Only at the time that the Kohanim go in to eat their truma, after becoming ritually impure. And says Reb Tzadok, that is not just a halacha by kriyashma, by technical kriyashma, but that is also a halacha for life. And that halacha for life teaches us three profound lessons. Lesson number one, the most important aspect of Kabbalah's Ol Machushayim, the acceptance of the yoke of heaven, is the ability to forge a relationship with God when times are tough, at night. That's the goal of the Jew. Lesson number two, no matter how badly you mess up, you always have the ability to start over. The Kohen goes to the mikvah. Start personalistic, start over. Kriyat Shema is not till Tzeis HaKochavim, new day, calendrical start over. No matter how badly I mess up in life, I always have the ability to start over. And lesson number three, Rav said, we must exhibit singular devotion, dedication, and commitment to the things we want to accomplish. More often than not, the reason we don't accomplish the things we want to accomplish in life is just because we lose focus. We lose focus. I'm all over the place. I'm all over the place. I start this, I get distracted by this. Then I get distracted from the thing I was distracted from, right? Or distracted with. Then there's a distraction on top of the distraction about the distraction. Then there's a distraction from the distraction. And before I know it, years go by, and I don't accomplish the things I want to accomplish. How does Reb Tzadok describe the Kohanim? Batlanim. Batlanim. They have singular dedication, singular focus to the things they want to accomplish in life. And I will say, if we could emulate that same trait. So Kabbalah's Omachu Shamayim at night, the ability to start over, even no matter how badly I mess up, and singular dedication to my goals, that is the recipe for life success. That is the recipe of the Kohanim. All right, so we'll stop over here. And Miras Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue. We'll pick up with Sif Ches Shkoyach.